Hello, welcome to the Plus Future podcast with me, James Napal Singh. Today's recording was a little unusual for me because I coached for the very first time a member of my family. Charisse Gardner is actually my niece and I've known her since she was a baby. She's an entrepreneur, she's a proper millennial, a digital nomad who travels the world, logs online to her tech company job based in California, and she's a free spirit. I didn't know what to expect, but let's see what happens at the end of the conversation. Let's get stuck in. So Charisse, welcome to the Plus Future podcast.
Thank you.
Is there anything you need to be fully present to experience this coaching space today?
I would say I would like to experience, well, firstly, coaching. This is the first time I've ever coached. And I think to be fully present, just give me time maybe to really think things through.
So what's showing up that's most important for this conversation today?
I was having a think about it and I would say I'm at a roadblock in my life, recently turned 30, and I have a successful business, but I don't know what to do next. That's really what's showing up in my life. So I would like to progress into maybe another space, but I don't know what. I've got many different ideas. That is the main thing right now that I'm kind of grappling with.
So this space, what would be different if we explored that space today?
I assume that the space would be somewhat a bit more hands-on. I would have to get stuck in. It will be another business. The space would be probably more profitable. I would have to go back to square one on the basics of running a business. So I think I am trying to get my mindset into that. But also with so many ideas that I have, I don't know which one to kind of say, yes, this is the space that I'm going into next.
There's quite a lot in that space that you just mentioned there. What specifically would you like to delve a bit deeper into in today's conversation?
I would say to look at all the areas, look at all the aspects possibly, but then to delve into what would look like the easiest space. And I'm looking for something that is not too time consuming, but I understand if I start a new business and take a new path in my life that I'm going to have to put the work in. But something that isn't going to make me go crazy or burnout, etc.
And this space, when you say space and looking at these new avenues, what do you notice that you're aiming for?
I'm aiming for a lot of money. I did well, like I said, my past business, it hit a really big milestone last year, but I'm aiming for more. I'm aiming for freedom to travel. I'm an avid traveler, currently nomad. So really just, I think money helps with time a lot of the time. So the ability to just travel and be free and to earn well, passive income. When I say money, specifically passive income, that's what I'm talking about.
So how do we get from, in your words, the relative success you've had now for money to the passive income that you're aiming for?
I would say that's my roadblock. I don't know. It's easy to look back and say, oh, in hindsight, I could have just started there or I could have done that. It wouldn't have taken me so long to get to a really successful stage. So maybe actually just like writing it down would help. Writing it down, looking at the different aspects. And then, yeah, I suppose visually, I'm a visual person. So looking at all the avenues visually probably would help.
So the it that you mentioned there, and you said you're a visual person, what images come to mind? when you're experienced in the space of passive income and traveling?
That's a good point. I would say, firstly, image-wise, when I say write it and plan it down, I'm thinking of like a diagram of some sort with all my different options and then going down each one with, okay, I can do this, I can do this, I need to do this. And then in the space of actually what it would be, so content creation is one of them. I've always been a big content creator. I stopped doing my YouTube channel, which was, I'm nearly at 10K subscribers. I was earning money from it. But I think you have to be in a very creative mindset. And you also have to be willing to have the time to edit and to obviously film. But that would obviously help me with the travel side of life, because I can do that anywhere and I can record my traveling and et cetera. Another business idea that I wanted to do would be to go into real estate. So buy, either flip or buy, do up and rent out. Airbnb is really profitable in London. But then I'm thinking, is the market too saturated? How long would that take to find, to get a deposit together? But then, yeah, that would, it's quite exciting, real estate for me. So
when you say exciting, how are you visualizing that?
I would say to have something, a project that's my own to work on and to see it from going from ground zero all the way through to completion. That would be really cool. With my business, I work with property management companies. So you go in and you see a house or an apartment and you kind of get it ready for the next guest. And it will be nice to have it as my own. I think that's the exciting part about it, and have guests stay at my properties.
When you hear you say the word exciting, what does your heart say to you?
Great question. I don't know, you know, actually. Let me think about that. It's a great idea. It says that I think I would be very good at it. And I think that's what my heart tells me. And that's why it's probably always been in the back of my mind as something to do. And now I possibly have the opportunity to do it. Then, you know, that's coming back up, that excitement, that, oh, how can you start?
What's getting in the way of you starting?
Figuring out where to start, where in London to buy. What type of property? Do I go for auction and do it up? Or do I get something that's basically ready-made? Also, the deposit size. London is not cheap, as you know. Am I going to go in London, outskirts, environment? Where is it? Does it have good transport links, schools, all that type of thing?
So this is the moment I'm going to make an observation with your permission. And as I've said, feel free to correct me if you think it's not landing very well. You know all the options. You know all the different avenues. So why are we having this conversation today?
Because it's not just real estate, really and truly. Like, I think about real estate and then I'll be like, oh, this is amazing. Like, I want to get into this. But then I recently started doing yoga, hot pod yoga, and I love it. And they've got franchises all across the UK. I actually had a call yesterday with one of the franchise team, and then I sat there thinking, oh, I'm learning all this information about doing a possible franchise of this yoga business that I would like to do. But then on the next minute, so I do that. And then the next minute, I'm thinking about my content creation and how I can get that started. And then a couple of weeks ago, I was really into mochi donuts. There's no mochi donuts in London. And it's quite popular in the US when I go back and forth to the US. And I'm thinking, wow, I could bring that business to London. And so it's just like my mind is on overdrive and I don't know what to pinpoint on. So yes, I know all the avenues and I actually fully explore all the avenues. I fully explored how to bring mochi donuts to London, to make it profitable, to get it into Tesco's and Sainsbury's and do all this. And I explore it, but then I don't actually land and just get started, because then my mind will be on the next idea.
So in the time we have left in today's conversation, how could you utilize me to get to where you want to go?
Be real, be authentic. Tell me, maybe, obviously you can't tell me, but possibly observe as to where I may be going wrong or may be able to steer my pathway. Enlighten me, I suppose. I've never spoken about this to anyone, actually. So it will be good just to have open conversation and an enlightenment.
So going back to your original goals, where are we on those?
My original goals. So I did this at the start of the year. I wanted to be a landlady by the end of the year. And I wanted to decide where to live permanently, because like I said, I'm very nomadic right now. I gave up my lease last year in London to travel. So they're the two main goals that I wanted to do. And I am nowhere near either of them.
Goals always move, people say. So what is grinding you to this goal like an anchor, or those two goals?
Nothing, you know, to think about it really. Nothing is really telling me do this. Nothing is pushing me. That's something that I need to have. That's an enlightenment. Thank you. I need to really figure out what is pushing me there, I suppose. And right now it's nothing, not even motivation or anything like that is taking me there. So yeah.
What does motivation mean to you?
Being able to do something, being willing to do something that I want to do. That's what it is to me. I suppose I'm not willing. If I'm not doing it, if nothing is pushing me to figure out where I want to live, I suppose it's, I think that in itself is not something that needs to have like a consistent plan, I suppose. It's just more figuring it out and just thinking, I could try there, or I could go travel there. So that doesn't really need to have that, I suppose, that motivation, but maybe the real estate and wanting to be a landlady definitely has to have the motivation and save to for a deposit to really pinpoint where I want to buy, etc.
What you're saying, it seems there are two filters in your brain. One is the motivation, the willingness to do it. And the second, you touched on briefly, you said you're good at it.
Yeah.
Where are we on those two sides, if they are two sides, or how are you figuring these out in your brain? What images are you perceiving?
The good at it part, I can see myself. I've got a really high attention to detail, so I can see myself walking around and figuring out what would be nice for, say I had Airbnb guests, for example, what would be nice for guests, making it, for transparency, my business is a cleaning company, so we specialize in Airbnbs. And so that is something that I know I would just be good at. I see Airbnbs all the time. I stay in Airbnbs all the time. I know what I would like as a guest. Some owners miss. So that's what I can see myself visually doing. And on the motivation side, I can see myself saving, I suppose, on my phone, saving between my accounts, possibly investing in a fund, working harder.
The images you gave me there, quite substantial, they're reality. You've experienced them before, you know what to expect. The other example you gave of the mochi donuts is quite new. And it seems the yoga is quite new as well.
It is, yeah, they're both new.
Where's your passion navigational compass pulling you? Which direction are those three options?
Actually, it's the content creation, because that's something that I can start now. And I've already earned profit from that. That would be where I would sway towards doing that.
What supports you in achieving that?
Nothing but myself. I film, I edit, I upload to my various social media platforms. I think an environment, a good environment. I need to be comfortable in where I am, where I'm living, and I need to be able to have the time. So environment and time is really something that supports me.
And how can we achieve those two things?
I would say I need to be able to find a good edit space. I need to find a good edit space in currently where I'm living. I don't have that. I think I need to be able just to sit down and, you know, edit takes a while. So just get to 2-3 hours of editing, and I need to find a good filming space. So that is something that I could definitely have a think about after this call, like where I can film and where I can edit. And then the possibilities are endless, really.
Why do you think the best way of doing it is by doing it yourself?
I'm a bit of a perfectionist, and I think I know what I like. And I've never really been into, for example, having someone else edit for me. So I could try it, but in the back of my mind, I already think, why would I do that when I have the skills myself?
If you answer that question yourself now, in light of the other things you said you wanted to do or the other opportunities, what would you say to yourself?
That it would actually give me time. I think it would give me time. If I gave, for example, the editing to someone else, that would give me enough time to film or to do other things. Because, all of these other things, they take time.
And if we go back to your original goal of getting clarity on the space that you want, where are we on that trajectory now?
Leaning more towards the content creation would be something that I could, a space that I can get into presently. I could start it after this call. It's something that I don't have to do crazy research on.
And if we take the crazy research option, where do we land there?
I would say it would be the real estate. Out of all of the crazy research options that I have, the real estate would be the one that my heart is leaning towards. I think only really because my other business ideas are very new.
What steps would you take to make that a reality?
Figure out a way to save efficiently, to invest efficiently, so I can put the money into that. Because really what's stopping me right now is not having the full deposit for a place. But then there's many different avenues, because I could also just go into rent to rent, where you rent someone's property out for them and you manage it, and I wouldn't need to put up a deposit. So there are different things that I can do. I think maybe pinpointing what I would be efficient at now, rather than waiting months and months to save for deposit maybe.
And looking at the rent to rent option, what other avenues are there if you decide not to buy, but assist different landlords?
So there's that one, like I said, rent to rent. There is one where I'm just property manage. So I don't help with the rent. I literally just help with the bookings, help with the cleans, and that's it. They're the only two I can think of off the top of my head.
And for your goals of passive income and having time to travel, how do those two options land there?
They don't. They actually don't land. They're very hands-on. Rent to rent is, I'm sure, very hands-on. Property management is very hands-on. So they actually don't land at all, which is why it would make more sense to buy myself and then have someone property manage it for me. And then that will allow me to travel, not me be the property manager.
And what's getting in the way of you doing that?
The deposit.
And for a timeline to save the amount you need for the deposit, what would that be?
I haven't thought about it, really and truly. If I'm really honest with myself, I gave myself a year, but I haven't actually done the numbers. So that is something I need to do, of to ask to like how much I can save each month and figure out.
And what's your timeline for doing that task?
I mean, I could do that in a day. I could do that in a few days. That would be my timeline for that.
So this week, do you think, or when are you thinking of doing it?
Yeah, 100%. I could do it this week. I don't know what's stopping me. Definitely this week.
And you mentioned some other options as well before. Where do they fit in with your goals?
As in the yoga and the mochi donut business. The yoga one fits into my lifestyle goal. I really looking into my health and wellness. Now I'm 30. So that's something I would love. I would love to own a yoga studio. But it's a very new idea, so it doesn't fit in right away. It's just like a thought, a nice thought. The mochi donut business. I have seen things come into London that I have seen elsewhere when I travel. For example, I don't know if you've ever had seafood boil, but it's a big dish in the US. And in 2017, when I would go there, I'd eat seafood boil and it'd be amazing. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this would work in London. And then two young girls bought the business idea over and they're doing really well from it. They've got two shops. They sell their product in the supermarkets. And I'm like, oh, that's such a missed opportunity. So that one is something that I think about quite often. I would just love to have a product in Sainsbury's or in Tesco's in like a really big national supermarket. That'd be quite cool. But I don't know if I have the full drive for it. Again, it just probably is just a thought, a nice thought to have.
The only times in this conversation you've said love are for the yoga and having that product in a supermarket. What is not motivating you for doing the yoga if it fits your lifestyle and your wellness option? If we explore that avenue first.
I would say I'm motivated in terms of, I mean, I had the call with the franchise team yesterday. I'm looking at areas in London, but again, it is the franchise fee, it's financials, the franchise fee, the fee to rent a space. So I think I've got all these big ideas, but it takes time to build the capital.
So the issue is you don't have money for any of these options apart from YouTube.
Correct. Yeah. The mochi donut one, I do. I actually do. I could buy the equipment. I found where I could source the equipment for it. There's these kitchens throughout London where you don't have to put down like a huge deposit. So I could do that. But yeah.
What business plan have you put together for the financials for that and projections for the upcoming years?
For the mochi donut business?
Yeah, or for both, actually.
Yeah, I haven't done neither.
So what trend are you noticing with all these options you're telling me now?
I don't plan. So I will do the research, but I don't actually write the figures down or anything like that, which really I need to get started. I need to know exactly how much I'm putting into this.
And how do you feel hearing yourself say that?
It's quite funny, actually, because I actually thought I did plan. I thought I, by doing all this research and knowing, okay, I need to do this and this, I thought that I have some type of a plan, but I actually don't in that sense. I don't.
When you say research, to what extent have you actually done market research to see to what extent these ventures will be successful, in your own words, in a saturated market like London?
So I briefly looked at Krispy Kremes. That would be like a huge competitor. There is one other. So London does have mochi donut. There is one shop in London, Japanese shop in the town, and they do it. But they don't market it very well. If you want to call that market research, you can. But that is really all I've done market research wise as to if it would do well. But I know it does run in the US. So it's like, I think it would transfer.
And what research have you done for successful businesses in London and what they've done to see what you need to do if you want to go down this road?
Nothing. In terms of looking at the yoga business, I mean, it's a franchise and it already does well. So that's kind of already my market research. But then with the Mochi Donut business, I haven't done anything in terms of looking at another business.
What are your next steps when we get off this conversation today, do you think?
It would be to plan, look at the finances, to write that down and understand how much I need and how long, and to pinpoint. I think I should choose one, really and truly. Other than the content creation, if I want to do something else, I should just choose one business. And all these other ideas are maybe wasting time.
And what supports you in achieving all of this?
That's a great question. Having a stable income. So just, I suppose, to continue doing what I'm doing.
Is there anything you'd like to acknowledge for yourself from today's conversation?
I am good at talking things through with someone, I suppose. And I can acknowledge that I am a creative person, that I have all these big ideas.
And what's showing up for you the one thing that you really want to hold on to from today's conversation?
My entrepreneurial spirit. I think deep down, it's just that I'm an avid businesswoman. I love to own my own thing and to push that and make that a success. So that's what I'm going to hold on to. If I don't do any ideas, at least I have that right.
And is there anything stopping you from taking care of yourself in the pursuit of your entrepreneurial dreams?
No, I think I take care of myself a lot. I take self-care really seriously. That is not really stopping me. I think I have a great work-life balance that I've curated over the past six years. So self-care is not a problem. I love to indulge in taking care of myself and my mental.
So just remind me again, what exactly are your next steps?
To write down all the financials of my capital that I would need if I were to go in these different avenues, to do market research as to where, what I'm doing, and will it work? And to create a space where I currently am to film and edit.
Thank you very much, Charisse. We're coming out to the end of our time. So thank you very much for being on the Plus Future podcast.
Thank you, James. I really enjoyed it.
That was a very interesting coaching experience for me, because it was always a bit challenging to distance yourself from the client when you know them inside out. But I think we both got into the coaching space and felt very comfortable in that. It was an open space, and we explored lots of different ideas. And I think Charisse had some unique self-realizations that she can think about after the conversation. Let me know what you think. I'm on my socials and I always reply when people send me messages. Until next time.